staring.
And we've all stared at people, you know. Usually they have some kind of weird thing about them, maybe. You know, a tooth coming out of their cheek or something. You know, there's always some kind of weirdness there.
Maybe,
you know?
They have gills.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So the question is, you know, what do you do when this happens? You know, are you allowed to say something? You know, what do you do?
Well, what I would do, the first thing I would probably do is say hello. If they were staring at me for quite a while, I would probably stare back at them.
Uh-huh.
Well, not really stare back at them. I would, you know.
More like an acknowledgement of their stare?
Yeah,
like I'd acknowledge. Hey, I know what you're doing.
And then I'd look back, you know, and do my business and then keep look up at them. And if they were staring at me for quite a while, I'd say hello and probably just say, is there a problem?
Nice.
Yeah, you know, or something like that. And, you know, can I help you with something? You know, start a conversation with them or something like that. And you know, and just try to see what the problem is.
Do you think you'd ever resort to, like, punching someone?
Huh?
Think you'd ever resort to punching someone if they stared at you too long?
Punch them?
Yeah, punching them in the face or something?
No, I wouldn't punch them at all unless there was something, unless they were, you know, started, unless they were,
they think you're stealing.
Unless they, you know,
Tell the truth.
No, I don't think I would punch them unless they were staring at me for the wrong reason. I don't think I would resort to any violence. I mean, there's other ways that you can handle that, you know, in a communicative type of manner.
I'd growl at them in a primal way. I'd just be like,
your old man growl?
Yeah, and they wouldn't stare anymore.
There you go.
I think that you could
really belittle somebody more with words in a firm type of a manner that would make them feel lower instead of punching, because that way, you know, they can think more of what you say,
right?
You know, instead of punching them, they can get over that punch. You know, in a more
guy.
They can get over more.
Tell them about
with
the
physical
guy.
Excuse me. they can get over the punching more quicker than a type of
white people.
I'm sorry.
What's she saying?
She's talking about a cockeyed guy. She's talking about a cockeyed guy, and that. That if somebody's looking at you, staring at you, they can't tell if somebody.
This is a true story. There was Helen.
Yeah.
This is, you know, like a cockeyed person, and you can't really tell whether they
have a lazy eye or something.
Like wall eyes.
Oh, we ain't talking lazy eye. We talking cockeyed. You can't tell who they looking at. Everybody. Looking at each other.
Yeah, isn't that a lazy eye? I think that's a lazy eye.
Call it what you want to call it. Lazy my foot. Everybody's looking around to see whom they're talking to.
There was nothing lazy about this eye. This eye was overachieving.
This is a true story now. I have the fear of God. I wouldn't lie. But this is a true story. And because I've been there, done that, and everybody was looking around trying to figure out which person they were talking to. But explain like this. He said, this cat, he's his mom. He says, why? He wanted to go to school. He wanted to go to school with a butcher knife to cut out everybody's eye, because the kids can be cruel. They can be very cruel. And he says, I'm tired of them picking at me. Why is my eye made like this? And his mom told him, said, look at it like this, son. Said, God, said, you're special. Said, you're the only one who can look straight and look around the corner at the same time. See around the corner at the same time. So looking at it like that.
That was beautiful.
very touching.
Has anyone ever thought about it like that? You know, you can look straight and look around the corner at the same time.
You're a very sharp thinker.
That's wonderful.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
God bless you and Happy New Year.
All right.
It's a true story. This man owes me something.
Okay, took a while to hang up the phone there.